Zoran's.
Hi, good afternoon, Heather. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Good. Hang on 2 seconds. I'll grab Kurt. Hang on.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Kurt. How's it going?
Hey, what's happening, Tom? What's the word?
Oh, doing pretty well. How's your week been?
It's slow. Not much really going on. What about you guys over there?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, some days you're the hammer, other days you're the nail.
Yeah, no shit, right? Ain't that the truth? We'll have to see where it what all shakes out, man. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, just like stuff that I'm reading and seeing, and it's just like, you know, as far as like business, the economy, you know, it's like, man, it's like I'm trying to find that one industry where they're like looking forward to the end of the year kind of stuff. Like, this is going to be it. We're going to knock it out of the park. Nobody's knocking it out of the park.
Not anybody, I know. Well, I mean, it seems like the food service, restaurant industry, that always seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay.
At least here in Rochester, I mean, geez, it seems like people are always eating out.
Oh, yeah. It's like you do have them, but it's like here, it's like, it's just interesting to see how, because, man, I don't know, like, up there, but down here, dude, there's like a restaurant, there's something on every single corner practically, you know, if it's a restaurant, I mean, it's amazing. It's like how many places?
Competition's pretty, yeah, pretty.
Oh,
yeah,
it's awesome. Fierce. Oh,
yeah.
It's so fierce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many? Okay, so how many? Like in Rochester, like I mean, if you had to throw a number on it as far as the amount of restaurants, right? And then it's like probably double it for like some of the areas that would be considerably like very similar to the demographics and population.
Oh, yeah, I would say, I mean, there's
just like,
geez, there'd be probably 1,000, you know, throughout the entire, you know, city and all suburbs. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just, and it's like here, it's like, because they're all retirees and none of them, you know, they're all used to just like going out and eating. But what's really interesting is their money isn't going as far as they thought it was because of all the insurance, all, you know, just everything as far as just living down here that a lot of them have not taken into to account. It's like, man, I mean, it's almost like some of them just moved down and then we're like, well, we'll just figure it out when we get there. It's like, dude, they're like, what's this property tax? What is this insurance? Oh my god, homeowner insurance killing us.
Yeah, I know, everybody seems to be flying by the seat of their pants.
Yeah, exactly. So how's the what do you think as far as like the lab grown diamonds? Are you guys still selling the larger stuff? Is it still moving? Still an item as far as I see?
There's certainly requests for it. I know that I know natural diamonds, it's funny. We're getting more requests for the smaller goods just recently.
That's weird.
So I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, where that's coming from.
Yeah. Smaller,
what I'm starting to see right now is people coming in with their lab-grown diamonds, that they bought off the internet.
And then
can you set this for it? Yeah. I can't find the ring that I want, but can you make up that ring and set this in it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Sure.
Yeah, charge him a little bit more for setting the stone. And
yeah. I'm just like, dude, seriously. It's like, I'm like, how much you pay for that? And they're like, oh, I don't know. It's like, the one kid, he was, I was like 4 carats or something, and he's like, ah, he's like, I got it for like $1,500. I'm just like, all right, killing it.
Yeah, they're being sold online now. That's the
So I mean, I he said, you think that's a good deal? I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and said, maybe. I don't know. I was like, $3.75 a carat seems like retail, but okay.
Yeah, that doesn't, like, that doesn't seem like a great deal. I know that for a while there, Blue Nile, I haven't been on recently, but Blue Nile was selling lab-grown, or, you know, at least listing lab-grown, Blue Nile, a couple of those other major websites, and they were still like 6-time markup on lab-grown.
Oh, dude, crystal. Some of them are still $1,000 a carat.
Yeah, that's insane. Oh,
I'm just like, I was just like, somebody had come in, and I'm just thinking myself, I'm like, dude, that's almost $1,000 a carat. I was like, that was like, you know, maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm
right?
Just like, I was like, I don't think you got to look very far. You probably could get it for $500 per carat on the worst day.
Yeah, it's a pretty replicable item. I don't think you should be paying that much over over cost for it. Holy cow!
Right. Yeah, it's pretty soon. It's like you're gonna have the unks sending their nephews down at the the convenience stores. You'll be able to buy them right from the counter at the convenience store. We got a lab grown diamond. Buy one, get one.
Oh gosh. Yeah, we're probably not too far off.
Yeah. All diamonds. All diamonds on sale today. All lab grown.
and those will be set in silver, more than likely.
Yeah, that'll be all silver. That's right.
Oh man. How are you looking for any bridal appointments coming up? Anything on the calendar?
Nah, there's nothing. It's bridal. It's like that's, you know, it's interesting because it's like I still kind of look as far as my younger, you know, the younger crowd still kind of coming through, but they're all ate up with that lab stuff anyhow. But most of them, I'm telling you right now, there's zero input, like as far as thinking about it. Okay, this is what I notice. They exert like zero effort. And it's truly solitaires, and I'll take that one. You know, because right now it's like as far as the lab-grown diamond, it's like I've got ovals, and I've got not rounds. Believe it or not, rounds and the lab-grown don't do anything. It's the ovals, the elongated cushions, and some of the radiant cuts, pear shapes. And it's like, I just have like a little, I don't know, there's probably like 20 different rings in there, all from 2 to 4 carat. And they're like, that one's good.
Yeah, very, very transactional. There's not.
Very transactional.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that one. I'm like, dude, you just walked in the door. It's like, you sure you don't want to look? You're like, put some effort into it. No, that's perfect.
Completely different mentality lately.
Yeah. It's almost like if they could order it on Grubhub and have it delivered with their sub for next door, they would do it. I'm already getting a sub anyways. Might as well just get a diamond ring.
Lump it in the package.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at with this next this next group of people coming up. I mean, it's like
how do you think their mentality changes?
I don't know. Think about it. It's like everything has been almost like instant gratification. I mean, there's no like think of a kid that's like ADHD, like they can't focus on anything. it's almost like a dog where it's like squirrel, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. It's like they can't focus. They just they're. How do you get somebody to pay attention? Let's just start with that.
Medication.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, hey, yeah, here. Yeah, but they're so all over the place, man. I mean, it is. It's just like they're multitaskers. They are, you know, it's not uncommon for them to like pull out their phone like 100 times while they're here. You know, it's like they are. You can sell them, but you just like. You better recognize
you're
like,
not going to make a
clues.
Lot.
Yeah, but you got to recognize like the clue. Like you better be able to like zero in on specific little keywords and what they're saying, and just be like, okay, I got it. Here it is. Kind of, and there you go. And it's like it's almost like, dude, I ain't no genie. I can't like just whisk this thing out of my, you know what? And here mm-hmm. it is. But that's what you almost practically have to do, because it's like. You've got literally like maybe 10 seconds until they're like distracted and like oh think about it and they're out, or be able to like ask the questions to keep them engaged and like yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I do know.
There's no switching them. I mean, are there any questions that you ask like why they are going for lab?
Oh, no, you can't. There's no way. I mean, you're just muddying the water. You're just muddying the water. Because that's what they want, Tom. That's what they want.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Think about it. If you even try to say, like, well, hey, let me show you. And I've done it before, right? Right? But they're just like, I really don't have time. I really don't have time.
So
that
turns them off. Yeah, it just means
yeah, so,
give me
so
what
when
I
they
want.
Say, I really don't have time, you know, to go and all that. You know, this is what I want. And it's like, if not, dude, they're out. So basically, it's like, to them, it's like, I don't understand. I just told you what I want. Why don't you have it?
Yeah.
And dude, don't ask no questions about, like, who it's for or what it's for or any of that, because then it's like, they get all like, I swear this one guy is just like, I was like, oh, you know, how long you been seeing, you know, you just try to make small talk with them, right? And it's almost like they get paranoid and they're just like, why does that matter? And I'm just thinking, holy shit, it's only the rest of your life.
Everybody's lost all social interaction.
No, it's social. I guess you would social awkwardness. You mm-hmm. know, very much social awkwardness. They don't know how. Let's just say, as far as communication goes, it's like very, very difficult to even kind of like connect with them, because they take everything so like far. It's like, let's just calm down. Don't tell me to calm down.
And I hate to say it, I mean, but probably more often than not, you know, I'm not saying in absolutes here, but your customer that's younger that is buying a natural diamond, they probably have a little bit more intelligence where they've actually thought things out a little bit more.
Yeah.
In terms
yeah,
of,
if they're
you know,
asked,
what the process actually is with both diamonds and what yeah. you know, what the pros and cons are to each. If they lean natural, they're probably of higher intellect, honestly. That's how I feel the majority of the time.
I would say as far as that is considered, if they are looking for something like they just there's dead set on the natural, I would say anybody who's asking for a natural, I can say, well, at least I got 10 minutes of their time. at least they're going to, you know, they're going to be here and we're going to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I was talking with a buddy of mine, and he's like, you know, if we went into 7-Eleven and there was like a computer screen to like check out or to get a Slurpee, or there's like a robot or some bullshit, we'd be like, what the hell is going on? What is this? You know? And then he's like, but yeah, he's like, our kids, he's like, when they grow up, they're gonna probably think this is the coolest shit ever. he's like, we know what it is to have somebody behind the counter and like, you know, just small talk and, you know, make the transaction and it's like, okay, you know, you're on your way kind of thing, versus like they're gonna be just like
it'll just be that. I ain't
gotta talk
day.
To nobody. I ain't gotta deal with no nonsense. Just like boom, there's my phone, there's my payment, I'm out of here. Yeah.
Scary to think that that's what things are turning into.
Right. Well, all right. Let me get coming. I got to take care of this for them, but I'll be in touch. Okay.
All right, Kurt. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye bye.
Yep. Bye.